Listen, outscoring Derry, what, 1-7-0 score in the closing 10 minutes. Did you think that one was gone at any stage and as before you hit the closing 10? Because Derry seemed to be in control of it, but then Donegal really kicked into gear in that closing period.
Yeah, I suppose the first thing, Oisin, is we're delighted with the response in the last quarter. You know, they were very tired today. That was obvious. They were very tired. You know, we weren't ourselves today for, you know, a large part of it. It is our fifth week on the bounce, I suppose. You're playing a good side that know how to use the ball and keep the ball. But there was a lot of times now we didn't lay a hand on them defensively. A lot of times, even for Conor Glass's goal, we couldn't even get back. So I think they've definitely deserved a few days off now. We'll give them a wee bit of a circuit breaker for a couple of days now, physical and mental, and hopefully we can freshen them up and go from there. But the positive would be the fact that, you know, even though we were 8 points down, you know, you still, based on last year and all the work that they've done, you still feel that you're never really gone. And I think that is one of the big positives we'll take for the game.
Yeah, and I suppose another positive is you got time into the legs of some players, Kieran McColgan or McFadden Friend in the second half. And again, Michael Murphy came on to the second half, and I think he was involved in nearly everything in that closing period, so he was.
No, definitely. And Oran Doherty as well, and Owen McHugh. I think all of them players added to us, and it's obviously they were fresh. And so they were coming in and they gave us a wee bit of energy that was required, that was lacking in many respects. So that was all really positive. You know, Oran, Michael, Owen McHugh picked up two or three very important breaks. Kieran Moore then, when he was moved from the corner back position out the field, really, really used his athleticism in the last 15 or 20 minutes as well to kind of go at Derry, and that was an important sort of a couple of interventions for him. So yeah, listen, we know that we have an awful lot to think about in relation to Derry. We have an awful lot to work on going away today, but the big positive would be the last quarter, that they kept on going, they kept on believing, and were able to sort of get hands on the ball around the middle of the park, which is so important. We've seen it with Dublin and Kerry a couple of weeks ago, we've seen it last night on the TV. You know, Armagh absolutely dominated, and then the second half Dublin were dominating on the kick out for a period. So I suppose in terms of the rules, you would like to think that the thing would have been settling at this stage at round five, but it doesn't feel like that.
And even that was going to be one of my questions, because you said in the pre-season part that by round five everybody would have a good idea of the actual playing field when it comes to the rules. But it's not the case.
No, it's not the case, because things are being introduced, you know, midstream. You know, the 22nd rule on the kickouts over the weekend was, you know, I don't understand what we're trying to do here. Is that we're trying to create a game where everything, I don't understand where a player gets a breather. You know, there is no opportunities. You know, before, when the ball went over the bar or wide, you would be jogging out to your position and you'd be able to get a breather and you'd be like, right, okay, you need to go again and, you know, process for a couple of seconds. They're playing under serious fatigue at the moment, and maybe, you know, today those couple of subs that we were able to bring in versus Derry that had put so much into the game made the difference. But I think in terms of the player welfare aspect of it, it's very, very, very hard at the moment, and very, very challenging for the lads.
Voices from managers be listened to by anybody in the FRC?
I don't.
Because that's a couple of weekends now on the trot that you've made. Obviously, the carriage last week, you called it farcical. Now you've highlighted the 20 seconds and the keeper, which, let's be honest about, is a bit ridiculous. Does the FRC need to start listening to more, maybe from the managers? Like,
I suppose, to be fair to the FRC, like, you know, they have to bring in they have to bring in what they believe is going to speed the game up and make the game quicker. There's no denying that. You know, we would be disappointed with how we played today for maybe three quarters of the game, but we still put maybe 122 was it at the end, 122 on the board. You know, so that kind of that in itself tells you where the game is at. Far more dynamic, it's far more high scoring, and we left 14 wides behind us and a ball dropped short. You know, there's a lot going on, Oisin, and we would love to be in a situation now where things are calming down, you're starting to see her winning stuff, but that isn't the case. And then I suppose from our own point of view, because we're one of the first teams out in the championship, you know, there's no decision going to be made in this until the 13th of March. That's only about 3 weeks out from when we play Derry. Yeah. So not a lot of time there either to actually process what the final decisions are for 2025 and coach it, you know. So there's a lot of challenges, but anyway, it was always going to be be this way, and it's the same for everybody, and whatever they decide to do at the end of the day, we will get behind it and coach to that.
Yeah, I know they're waiting on you at the top table. Just two quick questions, but before I let you go, a lot of commentary about Donegal playing in a league final. How essential do you see that if Donegal are going to get there? Is it a game that you have to participate in with 7 days to the championship against Derry to follow?
Yeah, listen, it's a question I've just been asked with some of the other media outlets, you know, and listen, we will obviously have to play the next couple of games and run them and go from there. We'll also now, because we're safe, officially safe now, we'll be able to look at the squad and look at who can we bring forward. You know, people do need minutes. Niall O'Donnell needs minutes, Horan McFadden Ferry needs minutes, Keelan needs minutes, all those players. So we'll do what's right for us. That's the bottom line. We'll do it right for us, and we'll wait to see what the other results bring, you know. But I do feel, Oisin, that there's an element of everybody wanting to be in Division 1, but maybe not everybody wanting to be in the final, and that's, you know, maybe a couple of teams that suits really well, because it's good prep for the championship, because maybe their provinces are, you know, maybe they dominate their provinces. But do you know, I think there is this other cohort of teams that are in there as well, and I don't know if that's good for the competition. I don't think that's good for the sponsors either. Like, the sponsors obviously will want, you know, everybody going into that competition, doesn't matter what the competition is, and going in and wanting to sort of have a grand stand file and so forth. So we will have to look at all of that and make the decisions that are right for us at the end of the day.
Finally, yeah, you beat Derry last year in the championship, you beat them today. Does that add to the psychological edge that Donegal has over the opposition come championship now in Balbofey?
I don't think after today Derry will feel that they let that game slip big time. Right. I think Derry being 8 points up, you know, in the way they were controlling the game, will be very, very disappointed that they let that game slip, you know. So for us, we just need to get back now, as I said earlier, recover the lads for a few days, give them a few days off, a mental break, and when we come back in, start working and building again towards the last two league games.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Jim. I appreciate your time. Good man. Well done today.